In this episode, I'm going to tell you why you should always be ready for change and why it isn't that bad. Stick around. My name is Andres. This is the Strong Family Money Show. On this channel, we help you improve your fitness, your family, and your finances. I'm a real estate agent here in Ventura County. I'm married, father of four children, so I'm always looking for ways to help improve my fitness, finances, and family because those are the three most important things in my life, right? So in this episode, we're going to talk about change and why it's important to accept it and always be ready for it. Okay. A lot of people have problems trying to make that next step, to change themselves, right? I am always ready to change who I am, what I do, how I do it, because there's always a better way. A lot of people think that, you know, I don't have the willpower, I don't have the discipline to change. It may not be that, it just may be that you're not ready. So don't give yourself a hard time about, you know, being stuck at one point. The important thing is that you figure out how to move on to that next step. You know, convince yourself that what you're doing, you know, there are things that are detrimental to the three things that we talk about on this channel. Most of the time, like if it's, you know, fitness, right, you're not ready to take on the work of, you know, diet and exercise and all that stuff, right? If it's financial, you know, changing your lifestyle is a difficult thing, right? You have to be in the right mindset to do all these things, and that's what's really keeping you from change. So a lot of people get anxiety with being stuck, both being stuck and not wanting to or being able to or ready for the change. And that really adds to the problems that people have with change, right? So don't work yourself up. Don't get anxious about not being where you want to be. Understand that it's a process and that you have to be ready to do it. And it's a long road and you have to prepare yourself to do so. A lot of people think that, you know, changing is its own problem. It might make my situation worse. So if you're like going through a financial change, budget or new job or changing careers, there may be a period of time where things may seem that they're not as good as they were, but know that if you stick with your change, eventually they will get better. So if you change careers, you may have to take a slight pay cut in the beginning because you're new in your new career. But understand that your trajectory has changed and you will eventually make more money than you were when you were in your previous job. You know, change is a process and you have to give yourself enough time to go through the process of change. And a lot of people are scared of the process and how difficult it is. They try to avoid discomfort, but you have to understand that's all part of the process and you have to go through that if you're gonna change, right? You give you an example. If you're like a bodybuilder, you're in order to change your body, in order to get bigger, in order to improve your physique, you have to go through a period of discomfort, be it, you know, restricting what you eat, be it working out hard in the gym, be it avoiding going out with your friends, getting enough sleep. In order to make improvements, you have to go through a period of discomfort. And it is a period. It will get better, you will get used to it, and you will accept that that's part of the process, you know, of changing. You know, if you continually avoid change, there are a lot of people that say, you know, I'm the same person I was however many years ago. That really is, you know, holding them back from being as good, the best person that they can be. You know, you get stuck in a rut. You know, it's easy to be the same person all the time. You get used to you know, the lifestyle you have, right? But then again, you know, you don't experience new things if you don't change. And you never know when the next thing you try will be the passion that you've been looking for, because you're always, you know, stuck in your ways and don't want to change because you think that's bad and being a new person is not what you should be the same person you were 10 years ago. And that's really not your principles may be the same, your core principles. You should improve them, change them, add to them if they're better, right? But you should be a new person, you know, every, you know, 5-10 years, you should improve and be someone totally different than you were when you were, you know, 10 years ago. You won't develop healthier habits, be it financial or physical or spiritual, right? Things that will improve your life in general, be it with your family, your spouse, your finances, you know, not changing, not finding new things to do and improve, right? You'll be in the same situation. Good, it will be better. Bad, it will be good, right? If you go through some sort of change in your life, and the longer you wait, quite possibly it could be harder to make the change that you need to make. Be it you take on more responsibilities in other areas, you don't have enough time to do them because of those responsibilities. The longer you wait, because change is a process that takes time, you may not, the longer you wait, have enough time to see what happens when you change. So if you have the opportunity to do something different, improve, change, you want to act on it right away, so that if it is a process that takes a long time, you have enough time to see what happens at the end. So you have to accept it, that life is all about change. And everybody changes, and you know, your body changes, your marriage changes, your kids as they age, your family changes. So it's all around you. You should not avoid it. You should not think that it's a bad thing. You should be ready for it, accept it, and change with it. So what you should do is you should have a plan for changing who you are, right? The pros and cons of the change that you want to do, right? What kind of person will you be? You should start acting like that person. And make a plan so that you know, I have to do these things, right? If I want to change careers, if I want to improve my family, if I want to be, you know, change my physique and how I look, if I want to become a healthier person, right? You should know that it takes a plan, because that would be like just a big checklist of things you have to do. It doesn't seem so overwhelming to see the end goal, right? If you focus on the end goal, I want to be financially stable, have this many houses, investment properties, right? If you look at it that way, then it is overwhelming. And that's why people shy away from change, is because they look at the end goal. What you should do is, I need to get my budget ready. I need to start looking for homes to invest in. I got to educate myself this way, right? So you make a checklist and start checking things off. And that is easier to attack. It is less overwhelming. And you're more likely to stick with it if you take things in small chunks. So don't shy away from change. That's what strong people do, and that's what we're all about on this channel. So if you have any other questions, leave them in the comments. Sign up for my newsletter, where I give out more tips like this directly into your inbox. Every month we'll have a $50 gift card giveaway for subscribers to my newsletter. My name is Andres. This is the Strong Family Money Show. Thanks a lot. Please like and subscribe and share, and I will talk to you guys next time.